Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, December 25th, Christmas 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my partner, Clint Powell. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Clint.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I'm sure as most people know, we did pre-record this slightly, so we're not having to come in on Christmas morning. That would be kind of unfair.
I don't know. I'd do it.
I would too, because
if it was early, then I'd do the kid stuff.
So. Absolutely, yeah. I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest holiday fan, but I do certainly enjoy the family time that we have at these special moments.
I'm a huge Christmas fan.
Are you?
Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, the only reason I would do it now is because my kids and I do Christmas, you know, 10 o'clock on Christmas. But it used to be kids in the hallway in a holding pattern like a plane, waiting to get to the living room to see what Santa brought them, and that was the fun part of my life right there.
Well, looking forward to 2023. I do have a video that Nutrition World will post probably in a couple days on my thoughts on the new year 2023 in regard to life, not just health. In fact, it's very little to do with health. And I really felt I did a soul searching job on this little video that I did. So I encourage you, if you're not on Nutrition World's email list, nutritionw.com, please go on there and see that, do that. We'll be posting it, I'm sure, on Instagram and other places also. I kind of worked from the heart on that instead of really putting, you know, it's not like the show here. I do have notes and I come up with news of the day, health tips, advice, hopefully that can help people. In this one, it was totally different. So yeah. Please encourage you to sign up at nutritionw.com.
Are you a New Year's resolution person? Or are you just setting goals and?
No, I'm not, because of many reasons. And when you listen to this, you'll certainly understand that.
Yeah.
Last week I had one of the best meals, and I'm a connoisseur of good food. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. If you listen to me, you know that I certainly do frequent the places that seem to focus on quality. One of that is not just taste. I'm there because, like all things in life, you can't buy a BMW for the cost of a, you know, used car.
Right.
That it just doesn't happen. You have to have certain prices and cost involved to have certain qualities.
Right.
And the end product. Well, Sidetrack. Have you ever eaten at Sidetrack?
No. Where's it at?
Okay. It's up in Hickson, kind of hidden, not far from Highland Plaza. I've been eating there for several years. A friend of mine told me about it. And I had the best snapper, okra, and mushrooms, I think, that I've ever had in the city of Chattanooga.
Wow.
And it was just so well prepared. They have great service, wonderful staff, great atmosphere that's not too loud, not too bright. And I just recommend Sidetrack, and, you know, for people who want to venture out for a new place.
I can give you a little hidden gem.
Yeah.
You want me to do it? Have you ever eaten at Marsh's?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I didn't know it's off the beaten path on Brainerd Road. I mean, that's a great place to eat.
Well, no. We can rephrase the word great. It depends on your definition of great.
Good food.
If you want to have very limited choices of healthy options, but you want something that tastes good, and that's your definition, it's great. My definition of great is opposite, which is I want good taste, but I want very good quality. They use tap water. They don't ever filter it. You can taste the chlorine in it, one. They have no vegetables to ever brag about. But what they do have...
You're just killing my good buddies over there. What are you doing?
Kind of what they do have in a pinch I will eat is they have this hamburger salad.
Yeah.
And where they ground this ground beef and they put it on top of lettuce. Of course, it's iceberg, which is basically worthless, like cardboard. But I bring my olive oil in and I will soak it in my high-quality olive oil.
Uh-huh.
So at least I'm getting protein and healthy fat. I'm getting nothing of any redeeming value.
You know what you are today?
What?
You're the Grinch. You're the Grinch. It's Christmas Day. You're the Grinch.
I am telling the truth today.
You're the truth teller?
Every
I got you.
Day.
All right.
Yes.
There you go. Day. I hijacked it. Yours, sir. It's yours, sir.
I Optimize You, you know about Josh Porter, mm-hmm. wonderful. They have a clinic for testosterone replacement. I went down there the other day, and I got two things I want to announce to people. One is something that I wish I could do it, and I just can't, Clint. And you probably can. You know, I go to Cryogenics downtown off and on, and I get in the room where it's minus 160 because right. I believe in stressing the body to make it stronger. That's why we do these things. Well, he's got the cryo tank now in the plunge. Water. The plunge. I went down yesterday and looked at it, or 2 days ago, and he said they had warmed it up slightly, so it was 50 degrees.
Woo.
And it's so cool because it's just like a bathtub, and it's they use ozone to purify any of the germs, and ozone kills everything mm-hmm. better than chlorine. It's not toxic. It's wonderful. And I thought, I put my hand in it, and I just can't do it. I just cannot. And with my kind of challenged hip, I'm really fearful I would not get out of that water. But he told me, I said, what's the longest anyone has stayed in this tank? And he said a Navy SEAL came in, a retired Navy SEAL, tough as nails, yeah. and he stayed 1.5 minutes. That was about it. Have you done the plunge at all?
No, I do the cold showers thing, yeah. but not the plunge. I did the cryo before I went and did my boxing tournament four yep. or 5 years ago, but I just did it on my shoulder. It was the isolated stuff. Uh-huh. But I want to try the cryo. The difference, though, I'm guessing, is one is you're actually wet. I think that makes a difference. The other, the cryo, the room, you're without your shirt and everything, but you're just cold.
Yeah.
I think being in the water is a different kind of submersion. I think it affects your body differently. That's my guess.
I think part of the same benefits can be held for both, but I think the water is going to do something a little different and more.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I get unnerved by being that cold in water that I don't really in the cryo air room, but I just know, like, cold showers just send me almost into a nightmare, so I'm not going to do it.
So
one of the few yeah. things I'm going to say I'm not going to do. Other thing is, it's really exciting, and this will be I'm going to try to keep the conversation tactful now. I'm not going to let it get out of hand.
I don't believe you, but okay.
But there's a service for erectile dysfunction at Dr. Cohn's office. We've had Dr. Cohn, Dr. Green and I have had Dr. Cohn in here over the years 2 or 3 times to explain this. And if you understand how they break up kidney stones, they use this kind of sonic boom kind of machine, and it crushes the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they've done is they've taken this shockwave therapy and dialed it way back. And when it's put on the parts of a man one time a week for 6 to 7 weeks, what it does is actually creates new blood flow. And it does that through this minuscule trauma that it actually applies to the human body. Well, what the body does is try to adapt to it, and it adapts to it by making new blood. Well, one of the bigger reasons for men to have difficulties is lack of blood flow. So I think this week, Optimize You will be offering this service on a 6-week basis once a week. And it has about an 82% effectiveness rate in studies done in this country and other countries.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting stuff.
You did that very tactfully.
I'm
well
trying
done.
To be a good boy here.
You did good.
Well, I'm glad. I wanted to get out early in the show because, you know, sometimes as we continue to talk, my mouth gets looser than it should. Hey, I got a gift for you today.
Oh, wow. On the air?
On the air gift. It's in a Nutrition World sack. I have become... over my life, I've actually been negative toward peanut butter because I had multiple reasons. I just felt it was not that healthy due to toxins and a fungus that grows on it, and I didn't think my body liked it. Well, I've come around because what's what we do if you're a learner is you always try multiple times to see if something is really yes or no. Well,
right.
Peanut butter's become my friend. It's helped me to get quality calories. It's low glycemic, which means it doesn't raise blood sugar. It has a lot of good nutrients in it if it's organic. If it's not, then it could have a lot of bad toxins like this thing called aflatoxin, which destroys the immune system. But this, I'm like addicted to this. I've gone through
really?
I've gone through 8 jars in only about 5 weeks, and it's made by a company called Cadia. Nutrition World sells it, called Crunchy Peanut Butter. It is organic. But the other thing is, have you ever had our apple butter that's made by the local farmer?
It's been a while.
Yes.
You started carrying that a couple of months ago?
Yep.
Or, yeah.
And it's so cool because it's the only apple butter I've seen with no sugar. Here's the ingredients. Apples, apple juice and spices. It tastes phenomenal, and it has no sugar. In fact, the label says sugars is 2 grams.
So could you do that? Could you make your peanut butter sandwich out of those two
yes.
things? That's what I'm going to do when I go home. I'm going to go get some Wonder Bread.
You would do that.
Watch your heart rate go up. Thank you, by the way. You're welcome. Very nice of you. I'll get it from you.
Yeah.
Look at there.
Yeah, that'll be your dinner tonight.
You don't have a clue how true that is. Merry Christmas. This is Clint's Merry Christmas dinner. I'll go to the store, get me some bread. I'll get me some white wheat or something.
That's such a hoax anyway.
I don't know. Where'd I get the stuff with the nuts on top of it?
No, that's a slight bit better. Yeah, do that.
Okay.
I've done it on crackers, some good whole wheat crackers.
How about Ritz?
No, not Ritz.
Jeez.
Of course not. You didn't see my Instagram when I went to Walmart and I devastated the crackers. What? I said, okay, look at the section of crackers here at Walmart, everyone. And my guy videoed the whole section of, 50 brands of crackers. I said, I've scoured these shelves. There's only 3 brands out of 50 that do not contain what we call seed oils. Seed oils are canola, right. Safflower, sunflower. Those oils are devastating the health of this country, probably equal to sugar. We did not realize this till probably some years ago. But then secondarily, everything is chemical laden, glyphosate filled, which is basically an antibiotic. Glyphosate is Roundup, but it's an antibiotic, patented in 1972 as an antibiotic. It's in every single one of those unless you buy organic or it says non-GMO. Well, I only found three crackers, but at least we found 3. So there are, if you search it out, you can find options almost everywhere.
Non-GMO, that's what I got to find?
Less genetically modified, but organic's probably the best.
I'll go look for organic Ritz crackers. I'm sure they taste fantastic.
Hey, they actually make those. We used to actually sell them, and they don't taste fantastic.
No,
sorry.
They don't. You know why? They're organic. That's why they don't taste fantastic. You're just eating it right out of the field. That's why. Anyway.
What a cheerleader, I'll tell you. Cheerleader for the healthy community out here.
I am a cheerleader. I'm the guy that brings in I'm the before pitcher. You're the after pitcher, Ed. That's what I am, sir.
Well, you are the general public.
I am. I've been in great shape. I've not been in great shape, and I struggle on the in-between. And it is concerning to me. I was a trainer. I ran a gym forever, so I do get it. It's just I'm also one of the people that don't live in that world as much as you do, and I think it's a good balance.
It is a good balance, and I mean, if my 43 past years of living did not involve 6 days a week of working,
it's tough.
I would not be so involved in it because I'm there every day. I learn every day. I watch every day. I hear people stories. Those stories are powerful motivators for me, especially the stories of people who are their health is decimated and they're telling me they're eating this and not eating that, and understanding, connecting the dots that food is powerful medicine and we need to take control of our own health. If we don't, someone else will, or some other organization will. And that's really become my motto the past few months is learn to take control of your health through a team effort, getting people you trust. And it does not mean people with white coats and lots of degrees. That really does not have much to do with wisdom. I'm about wisdom much more than intellect, because wisdom is what guides us in the right path and is the compass for our best outcomes.
Well, and I know you're about to head to break, but I'm a big believer in taking advantage of your choices while you have the choices.
Because
if you don't do that, then eventually your health will become one where you can only rely on the white coats, and that's when you'll need them to get you back to start. Because, your goal is to stay away from those folks, and they say you only have these two options.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take advantage of the options while you have them.
Bingo, because there's a window of opportunity that will shut for most parts of life, and we have these times that will pass, the seasons that will come and they will go. And I hate to say it, and you don't have to be totally this way, but as we age, we need to choose either the Walgreens pharmacy or the Green pharmacy. You're going to have to choose one or the other. You usually don't choose both, and because one, you can't afford both, and two is that they can be complementary, but most times they're really not complementary. And so learning to utilize the Green pharmacy most of the time, unless it's an urgent emergency, then if it's a massive emergency, give me whatever you got in the Walgreens.
Give me back to the starting point.
Back to starting point. But doing these drugs on and on with polypharmacy for years and years is not getting you back to the starting point.
Do you have bread? Do you sell bread at Nutrition World?
Yeah, there's frozen breads in there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I might come by and get some frozen bread when I leave here and then have my super healthy sandwich
tonight. Now, the healthiest bread ever made on earth I can't say that I'm going to eat it. I love it toasted now. If I were going to make a sandwich of this, Ezekiel bread is the healthiest bread.
What's the next option that tastes good? Give me the option that tastes good. That's what I want.
I don't have a second option.
Okay,
I don't eat bread.
Okay, that's true.
So
maybe I'll make it between two pieces of salmon for you. I don't have a clue.
Get some Ezekiel and toast it.
Okay.
That's the perfect. You could live on an
island. Do you
have
Ezekiel bread over there?
Yes. You could live on an island with those three things. If you had Ezekiel and those two things for years.
Listen, I'm a peanut butter and jelly connoisseur. I love those sandwiches, but I've apparently been making them with stuff that, you know, would not.
You could have done worse. Hey, guess what? It's time to take a break. Come back, a lot more notes. I'll talk a little bit about COVID, but a lot more about healthy options and a really cool study done on eating dates while you're pregnant and what it did to these women. It was extremely impressive. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell here on Christmas Day. I want to give you a quick update just about myself.
Yeah.
I know that if people listen or they come in the store, I've had some struggles, and I think struggles are very good for us if we put our heart in the right place to learn, to be humble, to appreciate more things. Well, I've hobbled around now for a couple years, woke up about 2 years plus ago, and just kind of couldn't walk. been a mystery. No one's figured it out. I just finished last month. I don't think I've mentioned this. A full MRIs from the head all the way down to the bottom of the pelvis. Mm. And Dr. Johnson, who I love to death at Nutrition World, he's the only Chattanooga integrative doctor in Chattanooga, one of the most skilled, caring men I've ever seen, and great detective to help people figure out. We'd already figured it out before the MRI. We both said, Ed, and I said, Doc, I believe I got stenosis. That's the symptoms seem to be kind of like that with blank, blank, blank. He said, yeah, you know, I agree with you. I think you do. So we got all those MRIs. He walks in my office about 2 weeks ago, head kind of hanging down. I was like, oh, crap. You know, you look at the body language of your doc when he has the papers in front of him. And I said, so lay it on me. He said, well, I'm dumbfounded. He said, you have a skeletal structure of a 30-year-old. He said, you have almost no arthritis. You have plenty of room in every disc. I see no stenosis, and including the person who read the MRI at the place on the Umbrella Road. And I was like, yay, dang.
I was going to say.
Both.
Yeah.
I felt both emotions at that moment. Well, since I know I'm not broken, and I kind of figured that kind of, but I now have confirmation, I don't have a broken body. Why am I hurting so bad? Still don't know. But what I've done, and I'm giving some compliments to Summit Physical Therapy. I'm going over here on East Brandon Road Monday, Wednesday, Friday for one of the hardest workouts I have ever had in my entire life. Brian over there, very, very skilled and passionate PT, he's having me do things that made me, one, realize that my muscles aren't working. And there are only certain ones. It's not like a neuromuscular disease where, you know, you lose your leg, total leg muscles. No, they're half working and half they're not. And he's putting me through the paces to a point where I am devastated the rest of the day. I have to use a cane. And then the next day I recoup, just kind of like you do with a hard workout, like you would. But I don't recoup fast. So it's a slow process. I'm looking at 3 to 6 months mentally. I'm focusing on, okay, I may do this for 6 months before I actually get a ton better. But I'm at peace with most of this. And I have really come to appreciate life in the presence of pain.
Have they been able to identify the muscles that aren't working, but they just can't figure out why?
No. And he told me yesterday, he said, you know what? I'm going to quit trying to figure out why, because you're such a mystery. There's no need to go down that road anymore. We're going to figure out the how. Yeah. How are we just going to keep making it stronger? And so I just Summit is really thinking outside the box, and I think they do a wonderful. And I've done some dry needling, which is a very interesting thing. I would love for you to do some dry needling one
time.
On my
shoulders?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to try to get something set up for you.
Does it help?
It is kind of amazing. I have to say, I don't think it's curative. But when I walk away from that dry needling, because what they do is, and I mean, I know it sounds unpleasant, this is not like acupuncture. This is a needle going through the muscle and tendon and ligament to basically the bone. And they put they put 10 to 20 needles in my body parts.
Does it hurt?
It tweaks and it twinges and it vibrates. I won't say it hurts. It's just an unusual feeling.
I don't care, really. I just was interested as far as the pain goes. You know what? Maybe your problem?
What?
Ezekiel bread. If you're eating too much Ezekiel bread, I think it'll lock your hips and joints up.
You could have hit the right on the button. I should tell you what.
That's that doctor of East Ridge, that PhD of East Ridge. But to the dry needling point, are you doing that on your hips?
Yes. I do it wherever I'm hurting, and I kind of tell him, okay, do some dry needling here, there, where. Very interesting therapy because it's sending new messages to the muscle to do different than what it has been doing.
Did we have a lady in here recently that did dry needling?
No, she does acupuncture.
Acupuncture. I apologize.
That has a great place.
I've never done that either.
Humongous fan, but it's different. It's not trying to really puncture the muscle, tendon, and ligament, but there's no danger in it, and Brian does an extremely good job at Summit on that. We're going to have them on here sometime whenever I get down the road. And like he said yesterday, he said, you know, this is going to be a great story to tell.
Yeah.
Going to be a great story to tell about Ed Jones.
It's a learning journey.
Recovering after 2.5 years of quite the debilitating issue that I've had.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of him and all the hard work they're putting in. You know me and vitamin D, I'm just always raving about it. And the reason is because it's life-saving. And there's more and more studies constantly coming out on vitamin D. And being vitamin D would have saved hundreds of thousands of people in this country with the pandemic, because we know that about 85 to 90% who passed away were low in vitamin D. This is why there's 2.3 times more dark-skinned people who died of COVID, because they are very low in D, because they can't convert to sun. Well, a new study, and also that's why Nutrition World gives away vitamin D to school teachers and to healthcare workers, firemen, and policemen. Since I was an ex-policeman in Chattanooga, I have great loyalty to those people, men and women. But the question was, is vitamin D in the brain? Does it go to the brain? And does it help cognitive function? They took 290 people and tracked them long-term for like 15 years. The average person's actual death in this group was 92 years old, so they were very long-lived people. But what they found was, and this was by the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association, the higher the vitamin D, the higher the cognitive function. It was very, very correlated in most cases. So here we go. We're talking about actually, we have some vitamin D for $5.99. We're talking about a remedy that's so safe, so easy, one pill a day, anyone can afford it. And why is it not being talked about more? Because that's not how the system works.
That's right.
The system works to sell very expensive products.
Now, I will say one of the things, because I try to push back a little bit when we get too deep in the woods on criticizing our traditional medicine. But one of the things that I think a lot of us would stand and agree with is I was very disappointed the last 2.5 years that the medical profession as a whole, from whoever had access to the airwaves and the mass media, did not use this opportunity to start talking more about how you eat, mm-hmm. how you move, the importance of nature, the importance of sunlight, the importance of your supplements, that the opportunity to say, hey, you know what, let's prepare better for the next thing that may come. And they might have thrown it in as an afterthought, but they never just said, hey, this is a special. We're going to talk about all the things you can do outside of the vaccine and the masking and all the stuff that's been politically dividing. We're going to talk about other things that we can do as a nation that should get us back on track. They just didn't do that. And to me, it's either very telling that it was absent, and it's a little disappointing that they didn't take the opportunity to do it.
They missed the most grand opportunity of the history of mankind.
Absolutely.
Because everyone had such an open mind to listen to advice.
We stayed home from our grandparents for holidays. I was putting a mask on my face at times when I didn't even think I needed one. I was open to hearing whatever they had to say.
Yep.
And they didn't say it.
And they didn't say
it. Their silence is deafening.
Well, I cannot agree more. And I think the people who have any open-mindedness and who are not worshiping Fauci and that group would see the truth in this, because it is one of the saddest parts of history. We could have schooled people on just being overweight and how lethal and dangerous this is, and just give a few tips.
But none of the studies were funded by vitamin D.
No.
I was being a little cynical. You know, vitamin D is not going to get the publicity because it's not a company that can be patented and then sponsor a bunch of TV commercials.
Well, you know, follow the money trail is the old saying, and it certainly holds true as much today as ever.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It
certainly is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dr. McCullough, who I, you know, really respect, I think he's one of the most wise individuals speaking on brutal truth in health today, and was attacked viciously during the pandemic for his outspokenness of vaccines, along with 9 other people, or even more. He had this on his site the other day, and this is strong worded, but I can't say I completely disagree if we take it in context and we also know that this doesn't apply to everyone. Basically said, stop, and I agree to this. Now, before I read it, I want to say, I keep harping on to be healthy and to age gracefully, we need to create a team to do this, not one single person who we think has all the answers. That team can include a physical therapist. It can include acupuncturists.
Probably should, yeah.
A therapist. I mean, we need several people. Of course, people say, well, I don't have the money. What I'm saying is, create this team when you have a little bit of extra budget and you don't absolutely need them. You don't wait till the crisis to go find the 3 and 4 people who can support you in healing and health and this, because then, you know, you're backlogged. It takes weeks to get in to see some people. But stop seeing your doctor as an authority. And honestly, in so many cases, this is the case because of the way I'm hearing people talk about what their healthcare professional is offering to them with advice. They are stuck in this mind trap in order to feel more secure, avoid conflict, reduce anxiety, and protect prestige, and in some cases, protect their ego. Make no mistake, we are facing a pandemic of misinformed doctors. And it is so true, because I'm telling you, every single day at Nutrition World, I hear people coming in who've given up on the medical system who say, I had this disorder and my doctor ordered this drug. And I say, why would he order that drug for that disorder? And they're like, well, I don't know. That's just what he said I should be taking. But I know better because so and so and so. And I've never seen in the history of 43 years more misaligned information coming out of people who are supposedly credible. And that, again, find the right doc. Find the right doc. You know, the people who are that educated, also who respect you as a patient, like you talked about earlier on this show.
I think that's the key to me, is finding the doc who's got the open mind and willing to listen. Because being a doctor doesn't mean you're not human. And humans can get stuck.
Yep.
They can get stuck. They get defensive. They get protective. There's a certain amount of learning that they can absorb at a certain amount of time. They can't learn everything all the time. So I think it goes back to learning a good fit for you. If you want to be told what to do by a doctor, that's great. Mm-hmm. I like a doctor that I trust enough to listen to, but mm-hmm. you got to earn that from me.
Yes, and also not to be fearing the small pathogens like colds and even the flus. If you're healthy, you're going to get over it. We were built to be well. We're built to heal. And Stephen Hawking said something I read the other day that just hit me very hard because it really resonated. It says, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. I'm going to read that again. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Nothing has made that more clear than the supposed experts in the pandemic.
I'll give you this may be a little bit of a mini rant, but when people tell me, let me back up. Propaganda and marketing advertising works. This is why when you put Clint Powell in a white jacket mm-hmm. and groom me up to where I look representable and be an actor on a commercial, at the very bottom, they have to say actor is portraying doctor. They have to let you know that I'm not a real doctor. Because without that on the screen, they're worried that a lot of people, just by visually seeing me in my white jacket with a stethoscope draped around my neck, mm-hmm. will forget that I might be an actor. So they'll take what I'm saying with a certain amount of gravitas. So human beings are open to being swayed and manipulated simply by the appearance of being an expert. And once we can't question people simply because you seem a certain way, that's when I think wisdom can become ignorance. Because what was wise 200 years ago is not always wise nowadays. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the stuff that was wise 200 years ago is still applicable. So I just wanted to though, because when I think about that, that's why they have to put the disclaimer on there.
Yep.
This guy's not a doctor.
Absolutely.
This guy's not. He looks like one, but he's not. That's how open we are to being tricked.
And also the addiction to the intellect and to degrees. The academic system is ready to reward people with these mega degrees if that person's willing to work hard enough to get it. And what it builds is ego. It builds an all-knowingness that sometimes, again, is the illusion of knowledge because no one has it all, and that closes the mind of people.
Hey,
so
I had a great conversation with a doctor and a mutual friend of ours earlier today when I was doing a podcast, Dr. Chris Lasar at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. He told me he went to 29th grade. And he's earned it. But that's the kind of doctor I like.
Yep.
He's changed the business model in medicine. He's open to learning.
He has.
And his bedside manner is beautiful.
It is. He's truly caring. And he would be so open to give, if you didn't agree with him and have a debate, he's happy to have a debate with you over anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, as long as you're also kind, going back the other direction.
Absolutely.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom and one more note that I want to get across. That plus more as we continue for Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and back with Clint Powell. Clint, tell people about your podcast real fast.
Yep, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. I have conversations with a lot of interesting people. I do short coaching send outs every day, or at least every other day. And then I have Jeff Styles on there. Like I said, a bunch of other guests. And then I have Day Fire Podcast. Dawson Wheeler was the founder of Rock Creek, owned it for about 30-something years, sold it. And now we have a podcast about adventure in the great outdoors all across the country and the world, believe it or not. Alaska, we've talked to people in Alaska, Cuba, doing stuff in New Zealand and France. It's good stuff.
I really enjoy, I was on two podcasts with him, and he definitely leads an adventuresome life. You know, having the ability to financially do it, and also he worked his tail off to a point where he can do it.
Yeah.
You know, I did too, but then I had to pay alimony, so.
Well, I think he went down that road a little bit too.
Yeah.
But
I got screwed. He didn't. Oops,
well,
okay.
That's a podcast, Dave. We're on the radio, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, get back to the radio, mind. My bad.
Well, I did mention on part one, then I'm going to talk about these dates. This sounds so boring, but when
these
I came...
what?
Dates. Well, not women dates. Now, Clint.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about it. Okay.
No, that's for another conversation for sure.
Okay.
I'm talking about the kind of dates you eat.
Okay.
And I would have never guessed. Of course, I repeat constantly that food is our medicine, and our most powerful weapon is our knife and fork. Well, Dr. Greger, and I posted this on Vital Health Radio's Facebook for people who want to read this. Sometimes I'm just amazed at the power of food, because this was a very strong clinical study, two of them that were done on pregnant women. And they found that if they eat 6 dates a day for several weeks before giving birth, it improves the readiness of the cervix almost equal to oxytocin, which is the drug that doctors give to help the cervix to be prepared for or to give birth.
Wow.
And so it again reiterates the power of proper food choices. You know, my daughter, she's had 2 children. I didn't know anything about this, or I would have certainly recommended her to be eating 6 dates beforehand. And so again, being a learner, figuring out these small things, and a lot of this show I really love is just most of them are fairly easy tips to help your health if you just stock your cabinet with it.
I mean,
do you like dates?
I haven't had I haven't had a date either kind in a long time. So I don't think I'm a big date fan.
Whoa, boy. I'm not even going to go there.
You notice I smiled when I said
that. A big smile. Yeah. Hasn't had a date in a long time.
Well, I've had a few. Okay. I've had a few. Well, I don't have to worry about my cervix, though, so I don't have to eat those kind of dates. I'm good.
Well, I heard you were engaged, or what was
No,
this?
You didn't. Now you're just being silly. Okay. Look at you, being a silly monster on Christmas Day.
Yeah, look at that. Your Facebook a few weeks ago had this pretty girl on there.
And, she's a professional. Anyway, she's a professional therapist.
But you made it very clear that you're just friends.
She's a podcast guest. She's one of the and she's super smart. She's good at what she does.
She is super smart. Yeah. Very, very intelligent lady.
But that's cool about the dates. And to all seriousness, I've had dates. I don't like the way they taste or feel that much.
They're pretty sweet. And you could eat too many and almost have too much sugar. But it's just interesting. It's almost like a medicine in a food.
Very.
If somebody else has pregnancy, I'm going to pass this along. But it is, again, on Facebook, the study, if anyone wants to really read it, the two studies that were done on Facebook, Vital Health Radio.
Right.
Diabetes is... And I think we talked to a Memorial nurse practitioner just 2 weeks ago. And, Memorial has some really great people. There's no doubt. I'm not always happy with the system of medicine, but I'm always very pleased with Memorial staff and their focus, their passion. They truly try harder than I see other places. So I want to put a plug in for Memorial for when you need it. That's the place to go.
Right.
I certainly would recommend it. But on the other side, we talk about polypharmacy a lot. What is that? That's the over-medication of this country, really. And there seems to be a love affair between medically trained people and pharmaceuticals. Part of that is the influence of Big Pharma in the medical school. And many physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs believe that there's very few side effects to drugs and that they're really miraculous in every regard. But in truth, most pharmaceuticals treat symptoms. They do not actually cure anything. They make you feel better. They make you move better, but at a cost, at a very significant cost if it's used more than short term. Well, type 1 diabetes is not a diagnosis anyone wants to have. And it doesn't have anything to do with your diet. It has to do with generally there's an autoimmune effect where something attacks your pancreas and it shuts down the machine that makes insulin. Some people certainly develop this in very young ages. Well, there was a study done, and some of us may know about antibiotics and such, but there are antibiotics now that are increased the autoimmune effect. What happens is there's some, I think it's gentanicide. I don't have it written on my notes. I'm going by memory. Is that antibiotic, when given to children, 15% of children are basically allergic to it. Hmm. What happens is when they are sensitive to that antibiotic, the body attacks the antibiotic, but for some reason, it also goes after the pancreas because it may look similar to the immune system. We don't know. This was done at the Medical College of Georgia, and it found that a very significant risk of type 1 diabetes, and once you get it, it's done. Mm. You're finished. The machine is cut off. It will never start back in most cases. So, again, being very cautious of your children being given antibiotics, you have to question these medical professionals. They literally are modestly... not open to listen to the other side of the conversation, and so you have to bring it up and make sure that you are the one protecting your children, not taking it for granted and just taking it like, well, they're the experts. Right. No, and no. You know your children 100 times better than they do. They know textbooks. You don't know textbook, but you also know common sense and wisdom. So please be cautious with your children and antibiotics. Awful
yeah.
stuff.
At least get in the habit of asking questions and making them kind of tell you more about it than just saying, okay.
Well, I think more than that. I think you have to. And you know, there's always the old term, Dr. Google, don't go to it. Well, we have a miracle within the internet to truly research the truth if you can dig through it, if you can find the truth.
I will say this. My doctor's retired. I have a new doctor now, Dr. Elias. I had him for over 20 years and one of my favorite people on earth, much less a great doctor. When I would bring up stuff with him, like stuff I would learn, and this is in the last 20s, he'd say, hey, where did you find that? And I would tell him, he'd say, send it to me. Now, I don't know if it ever affected him, what diagnosis or what kind of regimen he put his patients on, but he never just said no. He always like, well, let me tell you my thoughts on it, but I'd love to see the article or the research you were looking at. And I would send him articles.
You know what? One is, that's respectful of you. The amount of times that I've heard the response from the medical person being, where did you go to medical school? Let me make the decisions. I'm the one who knows.
I wouldn't go to that doctor.
And I would leave him immediately and close the door and walk out. That's not the way the world works any longer. And yes, to research it, in your own world and then have a conversation is the way to do it with everything.
Yeah.
Things we don't know for sure. They don't know for sure. You need to partner. We need to partner with people who help to take care of us.
And even if you're a doctor, even if you just don't really care, it's a sales tactic.
Yes.
You disarm by agreement. You make the person feel like they're being heard, and they're more likely to trust you and take your advice anyway. So shout out to doctors out there. That's a great way to start listening, at least pretend. Holy mackerel.
And that's where I love Dr. Green, who was with me for 4.5 years. He respected people who had different opinions. He still had his own strong opinions. But if the patient said, I really feel uncomfortable with this drug due to my cousin who had a terrible side effect, he's not going to sit there and force it down their throat. He's going to say, okay, let's try plan B instead of plan A.
Right.
That is how you respect the patient. It just truly is. And, you know, people talk about the, you know, unregulated sometimes nature of nutraceuticals, which are certainly nutrients. And it was interesting. I saw just the other day that last year there were 2.3 million adverse drug effects that were registered with the government. There was 2,400 to nutrients. So it's really I mean, the worst thing 99.9% of the time that happens with a nutrient is nothing. And many times that's because Amazon, because they're selling sometimes counterfeit products and they're letting them sit in warehouses and they get destroyed and they get weak and blank, blank, blank. And 96% of the companies are so ethical that they're actually raising the bar to a level that even drug companies don't have. And then 4% are despicable and they're selling things that were not should not be sold. So again, keeping the eye open, trusting, finding a team, finding a company that you really like, that you have history with. That's very, very important.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't mean this to slam to your industry or to you, but I think you should even find people that do nutrients and supplements that have the same mindset of a doctor. I don't want to go to Ed Jones or his staff and bring up questions about stuff and be told, listen, we've done all the research, just trust us. I want them to, and that's why I like you guys. If I have questions or articles or things that my doctor have said that are concerned, I've heard you, your team go, you know what? I don't know that. Let me go find someone else that has more expertise in that. Let me get Ed, or let me get Adam, or let me get somebody like that. And they treat it the same way. I want the same mindset from anybody I turn to about my health, and that is an open mind and knowing how to apply their knowledge so I am more willing to hear it.
Well, I mean, I've asked you questions about how do I evaluate my podcast?
Yeah.
I don't really know. Where do I go get these? Well, I'm not going to pretend like I know these things. I trust that you have done it because you have.
Yeah.
You're going to help me help myself by your knowledge, your experience, and it's not an ego thing.
Right.
It's like, and again, I don't want to always sound like I'm bragging, but Nutrition World is different than any other place. Here's an example. I pay fairly good money to be on a site called consumerlabs.com. Consumer Labs has been around a long time. What they do is they go into health food stores and they purchase products.
Right.
And they have a phenomenal laboratory that actually evaluates, tests fully. Is the label telling the truth? But not only that, is there parts to this ingredients that could be toxic? Well, guess what? They tested chocolate bars. I'm a huge fan of high cocoa, you know, 70% and above chocolate bars, because it has to do with many things, making us brain chemical better, helping heart, blood pressure, maybe even erectile dysfunction. Many studies are on good quality chocolate. Well, the brand Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, is sold at a lot of places, including drugstores, and I thought it was pretty good because they have an 85% bar. Well, cadmium is a heavy metal that actually is probably almost as toxic as lead. And it's a heavy metal that you don't just eat it and go pee it out or poop it out. It stays in your brain and your body probably the rest of your life, and cumulative amounts are devastating. That's why we have an episode of so much epidemic of Parkinson's and neurological diseases, because of heavy metals. Well, this bar, Lindt, has cadmium really high, and it is scary. And we also found a bar that Nutrition World sells that did not pass the test. We've been selling this bar for quite some time, and I actually don't have that bar on my notes, but I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm also going to tell you that it's no longer at Nutrition World.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not going to sell something that we just discovered that could be like super negative.
But I wonder how many other nutrient stores or supplement stores pay the money to be part of a program like, or a site like that, so they can monitor their own products based off what maybe the sales the company itself or sales reps are telling you. And I know you guys all do your due diligence, but now because you're part of this website, you've found out new information about something that you trusted.
I don't know of anyone who does it because they don't want to know.
Yeah.
I will talk to companies, reps, and other people say, are you on consumerlabs.com? No. I've not had one person yet that said yes. Okay. The greens and black organic dark chocolate, 85%, had 7.2 micrograms of cadmium. And guess what? We've sold that bar. Guess what? We're not going to sell that bar. I don't care if we lose money. It's not about that. It's about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And the second one is called Alter Ego, ECO, 85%, has 14 micrograms of cadmium.
Is there a certain level that's okay, or is it just zero?
Minuscule amounts. We're looking at 14 micrograms here. It would be like 2 micrograms might be passable by the government.
Gotcha.
So these are, and I'm not saying the bars are lying, because there's not on the label anything about cadmium.
It's just what's found in it. It's makes found. You concerned.
Because cocoa is grown in soils, and it does absorb. It is something that takes in toxins very readily because it's a very hardy plant. So just, again.
Good info.
Good info. Chocolate is fantastic. Last thing I want to say, this is interesting, on EMFs, electromagnetic fields. What they did, and I posted this one also on the Facebook of Vital Health Radio, Dr. Greger, who is not a supplement doc at all. He does not like the nutrition industry, but he has some wonderful take on many aspects of health. That's where I got the date one from.
Mm-hmm.
And also on this one, what they did was they took 100 people and they had them drool their saliva into test tubes. And they found that one, and they did different groups. So some of these people who drooled, they put them on a cell phone for 1 hour talking on a cell phone. Well, on the side, we have saliva glands on both sides. Well, when they were on the cell phone for an hour, it reduced their antioxidants in the saliva significantly. Well, what does antioxidants do? They protect DNA.
Mm.
We're talking saliva. We're talking throat cancer. We're talking saliva cancer, tumors in that part of the mouth.
Mm.
And secondarily, they found it increased inflammation within the saliva gland. But the good news is, if it was 20 minutes or less, it was significantly less inflammation, and it did not decrease antioxidants as much. So there's a time window here that, we got to use cell phones. I mean, I will never be without one. I don't really hold it up to my head. And also, as you see here, Clint, I'm holding my cell phone up. I have this thing called Safe Sleeve, and it's made of lead, and I talk with my cell phone, so it blocks all the EMFs. It's big and bulky. It's not pretty, but I've used it for probably 4 years now. Just small things. Small things can make big things happen in the end.
Yeah, and it's another good reason just to text me and not call.
There you go. I'll tell all your dates to do that.
All one of them. Please do. Spread the word.
You, your daughter?
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. No, but seriously, that makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Well, and that was one of the points of this study was texting is safe.
Or safer. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't remember a case of finger cancer.
No, I'm sure it's coming, though. The way we're doing this, I'm sure it'll come out someplace where somebody will get Sue happy.
All right, it's time to take a break. I got some more notes when we come back. That and a lot more as we continue for the PhD of East Ridge. Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us on this happy Christmas day.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelterford Road and I-75.
I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and a great little story I read the other day, and I want to put this in my memory, hopefully. Anthony Burgess was 40 years old when he learned he had a brain tumor that would kill him within a year. He had no money at the time and nothing to bequeath to his soon-to-be widow, Lynn. Burgess had never been a professional novelist in the past, but he was always aware that he had the talent to be a writer within him. So just to be able to leave at least the copyrights to his wife, he put a piece of paper in the typewriter and began to write his first novel. It was not even certain that he would have written it could be published, but he couldn't think of anything else to do. This was January 1960, and according to the diagnosis, he had a winter, spring, and a summer ahead of him. That year, when the leaves began to fall, I would have died too, he said. With that speed and haste, Burgess managed to write 5.5 novels before the year was out. And, however, you know what? Burgess did not die. His cancer first regressed, then it disappeared altogether. And in his long and full life as a writer, he produced more than 70 works, wow. Most famously A Clockwork Orange. He might not have written even one of these novels had it not been for the death sentence that cancer inflicted on him. You know what? Most of us are like Anthony Burgess. We hide a great talent waiting for an emergency to emerge from within us. I thought that was a very moving story. And how much,
I love it.
How many... much magic can still be found in all of us, but it isn't allowed to be released due to multiple reasons. And what we look at as something horrible, look what happened to Anthony Burgess.
Yeah, we always think we've got enough time. You know, that old quote, the problem is we think we have the time, and we only have right now. You'd start now if you're wanting to.
But you know what? We can kind of look at other people and know they don't have time, but when we look in the mirror, it doesn't seem to apply to us as much.
No, it doesn't.
We're living in a little bit of a dreamland fantasy that it's not going to happen to us.
And it does.
And it does.
Absolutely.
And you know, I heard something the other day. If we look at TV shows from the 1950s and we look at all the beautiful, famous people, funny, all those who acted in those shows that were at least middle age, they're all dead.
They're gone.
They're all dead.
They're gone.
Yes. So... we can end that, not with unhappiness.
No.
It actually puts us in the moment where you can be with your children, your family, your friends at all times, especially at holiday times, and be so freaking grateful that a tear can roll down your eye.
Merry Christmas, Ed Jones.
Thank you very much, Clint. Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners. Almost 5 years in the works for this show, and I am blessed to come in here every single week to do this and have the ability to share some hopeful tips that can help people. And again, we got to take control of our health and our happiness for 2023 and thereafter. If not, someone else is going to hijack it. All the best to every one of the listeners for Vital Health Radio. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and very happy day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.